Today on the show, Radical Ones, we go above the law. It's the 1986 action comedy, Righting Wrongs, starring Cynthia Rothrock.
You think I'm being soft on crime? Just wait and see!
It's time to get radical.
Hello there. It's showtime.
What is this, trick-or-treat?
Too late!
Did I do that?
Good morning, Charlie.
Sailor Moon, the champion of justice.
Deal with it.
Daddy would have gotten us Uzi.
The power is yours.
Get down, honey, get down.
And look, I won't go far, okay? If the apocalypse comes, be
hold your fire! I'm a human!
My name is Grace Jones.
Thunder!
But I ain't one to gossip, so if anyone asks you, you ain't heard it from me.
No, you have.
No more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Welcome back, Radical Ones, to another episode of the Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother, David, for another episode of the podcast.
I am also here to punish you. I mean, oh, this isn't the Sailor Moon one, sorry.
No, but it might as well be, David. Radical Ones, today we are doing a movie called Righting Wrongs, aka Above the Law. And this goes back to our summer of video games, where David said that the character of Casper in the House of the Dead movie reminded him of Cynthia Rothrock. And then we did promise, because we went on this
our new normal tangent.
The episode turned into finding out that Cynthia Rothrock has made more movies than anybody in this world.
Than Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and every other actor combined together, apparently.
Matter of fact, if you're Cynthia Rothrock, you could do 3 or 4 in a year. So, Cynthia Rothrock, we decided, let's do one of the movies. Of course, David, I had to choose the one that is the hardest to find, evidently.
Of course you did. And even has 2 names. That's how hard it is. It's so hard to find. It even has 2 different names.
Righting Wrongs, 1986, and Above the Law, 1986. Now, there is another movie with Steven Seagal, I want to say, called Above the Law from 1988 that keeps coming up. We had to go to the Internet Archive to find this movie. And then there's ones in Cantonese, there's ones in English. But David, I found out that this movie is so beloved, they just released a massive Blu-ray with like 4 discs and all different cuts. There's 86 minute cut, there's a 94 minute cut, there's 4 different endings, David, 4 different endings. And one of the DVDs, David, has a randomizer where you can randomize the ending.
I'm in love with that. Can I just tell you, unfortunately for me, the ending that I saw broke my heart.
Oh, well, don't spoil it yet, because we gotta go through it.
No, and I will say that Ryan and I both saw the same movie. It wasn't like when we watched...
Finally.
When we watched...
Legend.
Legend. When I was watching the version that had no music in it, and they were apparently were watching the musical version, which made no sense to me. They were talking about the woman singing the whole time, and I'm like...
You're like, what is
and
happening?
I actually thought I lost grip on reality, and I was just going along with, yeah, her singing. She never sang.
Woman never sang. This one, though...
This one's the same one.
This one was the same. Cynthia Rothrock is, what would you call her? A blonde bombshell of the 80s, but not in the way you're thinking. Like a blonde bombshell, meaning she'll kick your butt.
So she is, if you took... I don't know, if you took like Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee together, like she can be really super tough and serious, but she can also be kind of comical. She is an attractive woman. However, it's the 80s. She's very 80s styles. Her haircut is very much the girl I used to hang out with, Leslie Miller, year back in the day, very much.
No, the girl, yes,
boycott,
the haircut.
Boycott.
Yes, you went to school with someone, a girl that had this haircut, for sure.
She wears my in this movie, she's wearing like Miami Vice, you know, the suit jackets with like the shirt underneath, very, although there was one part that she kind of dressed a little bit. It's very, it's giving me very 1990s early, either professional woman on the go or lesbian, I'm going to be honest.
And shoulder pad action.
And shoulder pad action. But that was the style, so I'm not going to say. But she's an attractive woman. Okay, can I just say something? First of all, I am shocked and dismayed that this woman is not held on a higher pedestal as far as the action movie genre, as far as athletic agility and ability, as far as her contribution to cinematography as it relates to karate, kung fu, and her abilities. Because let me tell you something, I have never seen, as far as, I'm sure there are many people out there that are very talented that we don't get to see because there's not everyone is in front of a camera, right? I always say there's a lot of talent out there, a lot of talented singers that we'll never get to hear, unfortunately, because they don't have a platform to be on. But she is phenomenal. She is out kung fu'd and karate'd and every other thing than anybody I've ever seen. She is
amazing,
phenomenal. And she kind of is like, this is like, so here's a funny quick story. My daughter and two sons are now in karate, right? I decided to put them in because I wanted them to learn to protect themselves and to channel their energies and more discipline. And my daughter, who has been in dance, has been in cheer, who's very acrobatical, I would say. This is a shoo-in for her because she is very...
She flips.
She can flip. She splits. Can kick. She can do a lot of this stuff. And I don't know. You'd have to correct me on this. Does Cynthia Rothrock pretty much do all of her own stunts?
You know what? I want to say yes. There is two spots where you
maybe not when she's like, when she's not jumping from out of a building, out of a building or something. Yeah,
other
which
than
I would
that,
not do because I'm not going to die.
But yeah, it looks like for the most part she does.
I mean,
honestly,
she is phenomenal. So originally she was kind of weary about doing it, and I showed her some clippings of Cynthia Rothrock fighting, and she got so pumped up because she saw this woman who seemingly is her not a very tall stature, not very, you know, like we're not,
not
I didn't,
imposing,
you know,
not like
not
she's
imposing like,
she's
like, you know, a gladiator or something, 6'2". She's not like China from like WWE or anything, God rest her soul. And she was just, I think she was like, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna beat up my brothers. I was like, yes.
And we're always a champion of, yes, there were strong women. There's Buffy, there's Charmed Ones. But is it because in her time right now, in the media that she's seeing, there isn't really maybe a female character that does karate?
I honestly think, and I'm not gonna go off the tracks and get all like political because you know we don't do that kind of stuff, but I feel like nowadays women in most of these roles are not
presented
as powerful, or just usually they're bitchy women who are like very bitchy and like cutthroat, like CEO kind of power. It's not like, I mean, Cynthia Rothrock physically could kill people. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, not raw physicality. I think it's more like the cunningness and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've always said you can harm people more with your words than physical. Because the physical, the bruises will fade, but the words you say will last forever.
A tongue lashing, as they call it, right?
Yeah. And so, but I think that we need more people like that to look up to. And I can't say enough. And I was so impressed as a kid, and I am very impressed now as an adult. I only wish as a child, I always wanted her to be in a movie with Brandon Lee, because I remember them kind of being at the same time, and I loved, I had a crush on Brandon Lee, of course. He was so gorgeous and also very just talented, but I always wanted them to be in a movie together. I think in my mind, I made a movie in my mind that they were in a movie together, but they were never in a movie.
It could have been China O'Brien 7, where...
Or 270.
Yeah, Martial Law, Tiger Claw 7, Dragon Lady 2. She retired from acting at one point to teach, and now she's back. She's back. She has been doing movies, and matter of fact, she's got 4 upcoming ones coming out.
She has new movies coming out?
I don't know how big the parts are, but No Way Back, Black Creek, The Last Kumite. Get this, at one point, she was on Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. I never knew in 1997 they did a Dukes of Hazzard reunion movie with the original cast in 1997, and she played Bertha Jo. I feel like she would fit right in there, actually.
Do you feel like she did not do well... per se in the American market because of her greatest percentage of movies was done in foreign films, right?
You know what? Actually, and David, I'm so hyped, especially if our radical ones enjoy this. I would love to go deeper into her filmography with you. But it seems like people prefer her Hong Kong movies because they say when she made the American movies, they don't show off her abilities.
No, they make her more of like a detective with a gun and like more of like using the law with the gun and the whole like detective work, right?
So people do prefer her foreign releases. So I bet you that's probably why.
Does she speak like Cantonese or Mandarin or something?
Matter of fact, that is one of the trivia. So she, where is this?
So how do they do that? Because she's dubbed. Her voice, her regular voice is dubbed over.
She must have did the dub. Some actors do the dub. It says Cynthia Rothrock does not speak Cantonese or Mandarin, so all her lines were spoken in English and then later dubbed into their respective languages. So I guarantee you she must have, either they used the original track or they had her redub it, because it does sound like, from what I've heard her sound, it sounds like her. So just really quickly, David, she is an 8th degree black belt in Tang So Do, a black belt in Taekwondo, a black belt in karate, a black belt in Eagle Claw, a black belt in Wushu, a black belt in Northern Shulong, and a black belt in Pai Lum Tang Kung Fu.
Damn, I can barely touch my toes to put my shoes on.
Black belt.
But I also know that every single movie that this woman was in, you know, fed my heart because it was always about avenging a wrong, righting a wrong.
This is so you, David. If you had a movie, it would be revenge. It would be called.
I mean,
like,
why do you think that even though it was wrong in a lot of things, like when we watched like Sugar Hill, even though she was killing people, it was like she was avenging her boyfriend, her man, that they brutally killed him, and she was avenging. Yeah. Like, I'm very much about, unfortunately, not of like hurting people, but like I'm about like protecting the little guy, fighting for what's right, protecting those who cannot protect themselves. And for me, I liked this fact that these movies that she was in always was like her avenging the people that were killed or trafficked or whatever, anything that was going on. Like, she was always righting the wrongs, and she was always trying to do it in the right way too. Most of the movies I remember, she never did it outside of the law.
They got her by the books for some reason. That's her character. They like books.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't bend the law. That's also she still got from. I didn't see every single movie, but like she was more so. I don't know. It definitely appeals to me. I fight for the little guy. That's who I am. Like, I've always done that. I've always felt that way. I've always wanted to protect people that can't protect themselves. I've always wanted to fight for those who don't have a voice. That is me. That will always be me. So that definitely appealed to me. But she's an amazing, strong character. And I wish more people knew about
it. And David and I have a goal now. You know, we've been lucky enough to have guests on. And we've been saying, like, our next thing is we got to get Cynthia on Radical Retro. I think that would be just so amazing. And of course, why wouldn't we ask Cynthia Rothrock to be on Radical Retro? If you know her Radical Ones, let her know about us.
Yes, and we've had some strong female characters on already.
That's our bread and butter, baby.
Someone murdered us, don't witness.
Surely you're not going to take the law into your own hands.
I know what to do. Sometimes, I think the law protects crooks, not the innocent.
When a prosecutor is pushed to his limits, and the system becomes increasingly broken, his newfound form of law will take no prisoners. But when a relentless by-the-book cop follows the trail of this new vigilante, while a cavalcade of killers is sent from someone on the inside to hunt them both down, the black and white of right and wrong is about to become a gray area stained with blood. From director Corey Yun.
I trust that anyone who safeguards justice would not want to break the law.
Yun Biu.
I'm telling you, there is no law. There is no justice.
Cynthia Rothrock.
Nobody sent me here. I'm here to do my duty. This time I'm going to take you in dead or alive.
When the courts fail and seemingly no one can be trusted, justice must go above the law. Righting Wrongs.
So, David, the movie is described as, and please, Radical Ones, forgive me for these names. Some of them are English.
I'll say Ryan, but we don't even know the English language. We haven't mastered the English language, and that's our only language, so forgive us.
I took high school Spanish twice, and I still couldn't pass it.
And he still doesn't know how to say hola.
No, that's the only thing I know. And un Coca-Cola.
Oh, God. Okay, don't embarrass yourself now. Let's just go right to the movie, please.
Jason Ha-Ling Ching is a dedicated and by-the-books prosecutor who has tried to maintain peace and tolerance under the somewhat flimsy laws of the court. I mean, man, this courtroom was a joke. However, when his mentor is publicly gunned down in New Zealand. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that was New Zealand?
I didn't know that that was happening.
Did you know that was New Zealand?
No, I didn't.
And the key witness of Ha's latest case and his entire family is wiped out overnight. Ha can no longer go by the books. So essentially, David, they are righting the wrongs and going above the law. These people, though, are acting above the law. And that is why this Jason Ha-Ling Ching gets upset.
Well, so the part of the movie is that he tells this guy, we'll protect you if you're a witness and if you testify, we'll protect you. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes, assassin, kills all the adults, and then blows up all their children in a building.
Known only as Black Assassin in the credits.
I know. So there's only, out of the movie, there's only the ethnic diversity. There's only what appears to be two white women, which is Cynthia Rothrock and the...
my Italian aunt, yeah, who doubles as a martial artist on the weekends or whatever.
She looks, like, she reminded me of, like, what's her name from Designing Women a little bit.
Yes! Oh my God,
Emma,
yes.
Potts or whatever. What is
it? Suzanne Sugarbaker, right? Yeah. What the hell is her name? Yes. Dixie Carter.
A little bit. I don't know. And then it was this gentleman who is, I guess, is called Black Assassin because he's a black man. That's it. So that is the...
No, you forgot the New Zealand, like when we opened the court man in the white wig.
Okay.
So literally, David, this movie starts literally within the first minute.
It's action-packed.
An accordion player is pointing a gun with, I have to tell you, a red tip. Did you notice that? That must have been like a toy gun that, I don't know, it had a red tip on it. And he's playing the accordion right in front of Jason Ha-Ling Chin. And this, they're saying his mentor, which is this New Zealand white guy in a wig, he's giving him, I want to say it's a Bible or like...
No, he said it's a law book. He's like, this is the only thing I can give you. And Han, is that his name, Han?
Jason Ha-Ling.
Jason says, aren't you afraid they're going to come after you? You've been doing like a lot of high profile cases. He's like, no. And so then, I mean, literally within the first 5 minutes, there is this poor man has been gunned down. And they don't just shoot him once. They shoot him so many times. Like, we'll make sure you are dead. Your ancestors will feel this.
They ravage this man, David, with bullets. It's
and
like
then there is a car chase.
A car chase that ends with him shooting the engine and exploding it with two of the criminals inside.
After jumping over one of those like drawbridges that are opening. I put action packed from the beginning. I said it's a true tale of modern law, how criminals do seem to get away with murder and the corruption of the legal system. That's one of my notes I put.
And that is the driving force now with this character. So he is haunted by this. So David mentioned the assassin, he's dressed as a policeman, and we see him come upon this family, and he shoots all of the adults, but then he does leave an explosive and explodes...
All the children,
anyway. How nice of him. Then Jason has this flashback, and he's telling the witnesses, like David's saying, and this little girl with the voice of a 50-year-old woman.
Oh my God, I put creepy voice of little girl in flashback by Playground. Oh, we are so odd. We are so...
This is for you, because you've been a good girl.
How do you know I've been a good girl, Uncle?
Because a little bird told me, just like this one.
Can I get an ice cream?
Okay.
Money, Daddy.
All right, here you go. Be careful. Well then, it's like I told you. We've been investigating this for 3 years. We've a mountain of evidence, but just one witness. And without your testimony, there's a chance they'll go free.
That's all very well. But what about my family? If they...
We'll protect them. Don't worry. I promise.
It sounded like a 50-year-old woman. And I know that's typical. You usually do.
Creepy.
But there was no mistake in this.
Creepy.
No mistaken.
It was
Uncle! I don't even know.
No, it was like creepy. It was like, where is Abigail? Or no, Annabelle. Annabelle. Where's Annabelle?
Might as well be. Either one.
Where's Annabelle?
So then he goes on this mission to right wrongs. And we see at one point Jason breaks into this man's penthouse and he just explodes through the window. We get a slow motion window shot. You gotta love those.
Listen, I loved it. I will say, and I have to question, because it's been a long time since I've seen these type of movies. This was a action comedy.
It does say comedy, right?
Because there were a lot of questionable quotes and a lot of funny things. And I'm wondering, I want to say, is this the typical...
How they do things?
Yeah, because like the funny thing, so basically Cynthia Rothrock is paired to do an investigation with another gentleman. I don't remember his name. What's his name?
I couldn't even tell.
So he's an officer. The CID, is that what it's called? They're in the CID.
Yes.
His father is also an officer. And there's this really like sweet interaction. Jimmy, his name is Jimmy, and his dad. And he tells Cindy, who is Cynthia Rothrock's character, please take care of him. He's very young. Please don't put him in too much danger. He's my only son.
1750.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the problem here? This man is my new colleague.
Ma'am, there's no problem. I've known him for 30 years.
30 years? What about the first 2 years of your life, huh? Who was your dad if it wasn't me?
Hey, I didn't know you were father and son.
Yes, we are.
It's true. The problem is, he still thinks that I'm still a kid.
And the father's berating. You look horrible. Your shirt is undone. You're smoking. You haven't even shaved. You look terrible. And Cynthia Rothrock's character is like, why are you berating my partner? He's like, oh, it's all right. He's my son. And he's like, too bad you weren't born into a rich family, basically. he tells yes. Poor Jimmy. So yes. There's these really cute quotes. And then there's a part in the movie where Cindy is infiltrating a gambling thing. Like they're playing Mahjong. And the guy says to her, she goes up to the thing, and one of the quotes was, I can screw and play Mahjong at the same time.
That was just one of them, David.
Oh, I have a few. And then there's another one where she's in the police station, and the guy is being booked, and he's like, please don't tell my wife. And he's like, why? He's like, I pinched a white girl's ass. And he goes, what do you have against white girls?
Are you racist?
He goes, no, white girls have big asses. And he says, oh, white girls, they're ugly. They have a spare tire. They have big feet. And then Cynthia Rothrock kicks him. This is at the police station, by the way.
Well, I pinched a white girl's ass.
You what? A white girl? How could you do such a thing?
It was easy.
Oh, really? Is that your only excuse? Let me tell you, guys like you, you ought to be locked up in the key thrown away. And another thing, why'd you pick on a white girl? You a racist?
Because white girls got big asses.
Oh, just because they got big asses doesn't mean you can pinch them. Who do you think you are?
Sergeant.
Right, you stay there. You see this guy here? Brought in for indecent assault. I was just telling him, you're beautiful. See what I mean? Built like a brick house. Big spare tire around the waist, fat beer belly sticking out the front. And another thing, these women are full of freckles. Come on, you're not gonna tell me these girls are sexy. Of course I'm not talking about you.
Thank you.
These women have big feet. They're like...
A pair of canoes.
Yeah, thank you. A pair of canoes.
So there's this banter, this funny, and then like Jimmy is on a stakeout because Cindy, through police detective work, thinks that the prosecutor has been involved because of his car was ticketed in the same area that this crime, this guy who was acquitted because they killed the witnesses. So she's having him tailed, and Jimmy's with another guy, and he says, the guy goes, it's been 3 hours. He goes, you're going to make me work. You've got to let me eat.
Old, I want to say, McDonald's cups. I remember they were the same ones from the 80s here, David. It was like the McDonald's cup with this brown and yellow coloring on, and I'm like, oh my God.
We've got work to do here. We're supposed to be keeping an eye on this guy, not eating hamburgers, man. Hey, come on. I've been here for 3 hours. I'm dying of hunger. If I'm gonna work, then you gotta let me eat. Here.
I want to send you something, Ryan. Before, like, I'm going to send you a picture from the movie. Were they doing something in the car? Were they supposed to be gay guys? You called them pansies.
Oh.
They were down in the car, and all of a sudden, because there's a scene where.
Oh my God.
There is a scene where there's two guys after the family gets, after they find the dead bodies.
Yes.
So let's, because there's a whole thing we're missing out of. There is a young kid who's like a troubled kid who's been in trouble with the police several times. He witnesses one of the murders.
Spoiler, the whole kingpin of this comes out to be the police chief, which is kind of a famous plot, I feel like, in a lot of movies. Yeah. It's the corrupt police chief. So this kid does see the police chief killing all of these witnesses. He witnesses one of these murders, the kid, and now he's now involved with this plot. By the way, 18 minutes in, Cynthia shows up.
Female cops don't impress me, lady.
If I'd wanted to impress you, you'd already be outside by now, along with the rest of your barrel of monkeys.
She does say, arrest these men for this, David. And she, and they say, is there more? And she goes, yes, for looking ugly. Did you remember that one?
Yes,
oh, I loved that one.
Right. I want you to take these four men back to the station. Book them for assault and drug trafficking, attempted murder, kidnapping, and...
And what? Is there more?
And looking ugly. Take them away.
Yes, ma'am.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
So she's in, to David's point, she's in like a yellow tank top with this denim skirt, denim top, and yellow socks. I love that she's matching, if anything.
Do you love the computers?
Woman typed as quickly as, I've never seen anyone type so quickly. Did you notice, besides her, and this happens in a lot of police movies, I feel like, in Hong Kong and things, all of the other, like, lieutenants were all, like, idiots. This Jimmy, they were all, like, blubbering, like, I just want to get paid and sit here and eat, kind
of. Was this movie, like, supposed to be, like, a caricature of the United States? Or is that supposed to be, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think they're trying to say that she's, like, this overworking.
But she was off the mark, too, because she only assumed that it was just the prosecutor in this movie that was the bad guy.
Yeah,
and Jason, she didn't see the bigger picture.
All right, don't move.
Well now, did Wang send you to kill us?
Don't be ridiculous. If I had wanted to kill you, I would have done it when I had the chance. Ha Ling Ching, you won't get away. I know you're responsible for killing my colleague and that poor defenseless pensioner.
You'd accuse me of that? No, he didn't kill Grandpa. Or the cop either. It's the superintendent!
You keep away, unless you want a lead bullet in you.
Don't do it!
Freeze! I think you know how to use these. All right, handcuff yourself to the kid. And if you dare try anything, I won't hesitate to use this.
So long story short, this kid goes to the prosecutor and says, I'm in trouble. You know, I know you didn't kill the one guy, even though he did kill somebody else. You know, I need help. And they're trying to convince Cynthia Rothrock's character, that he's in trouble. So this boy who is taken into custody by Cindy is then taken aside by the chief and threatened.
He actually was a handsome man.
Yeah, he says, what do you want? You know, I'll give you money. Long story short, he ends up seeing that the chief is strangling his poor grandfather.
Oh, he comes home and then he said, kill me instead. He kills the grandfather.
And then Jimmy, who is tailing him to watch what he's doing, ends up fighting with the police chief and ends up getting
so
killed too. Poor Jimmy.
That was sad because
of his father.
I felt bad for the father. And he did try to, you know.
Yeah.
And he let the kid get away enough
He told him to go.
I'm so sorry, Choi. It was his destiny. We can't go against that.
I know that, sir. It's true that my son wasn't the pick of the force, but, well, he always tried to do his best. What's more, he always looked up to you as an example.
I know. He was a good cop. Like his father. He'll be fondly remembered.
that was definitely where it kind of turned a little dark, and the grandfather being murdered, and it was that definitely turned the movie very dark for me in a way.
Unbeknownst to both of the characters, the defendants were working under a higher power known as the Crown. However, it is soon discovered that the Crown is none other than the Superintendent Wong, who is also Chow's killer. He's everyone's killer. He kills everyone. Like, he's killing everyone in this movie. So at some point, the kid calls, and he calls the superintendent, and he says, "I want more money, blah, 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 blah.
Meet me someplace.
To keep me." And then he calls back.
And talks to Cindy and says, "Here's the
proof.
Don't say nothing. He's going to meet me at this place to pay me off. Be there, like, in
at
other
the
words.
At the dock. It was like a dock or something.
Inspector Sheen, line 2.
Don't tell me it's your boyfriend.
Thank you. Hello?
Ma'am, I can prove to you that Mr. Ha is innocent. I'm meeting Superintendent Wang at Harbor Park at 3:30. But don't let him know that I told you.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you.
Right, see you there, okay?
This is near the end of the movie, and this is the best part of the whole movie, David.
Yes.
Great fight scenes the entire movie. Great, 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 great fight scenes. But then the female assassin with a rose comes to the dock, aka someone's Italian aunt.
Kiss from a rose. Designing women.
Dixie Carter's out, and Cindy's walking, the woman's walking towards the kid on the dock, and Cynthia stops to help a child that falls over, picks her up, and this woman, the Italian assassin,
slashes the boy's throat.
Kills him, and then Cynthia and her go on a run. She throws her coat at Cynthia.
Then the biggest battle you've ever seen, that they're sliding down walls, jumping over things, kicking, fighting, scaffolding.
This battle is absolutely amazing. And this is where you kind of might see a stunt double here and there. Like,
well, you're jumping off of a building.
Off of a building with huge battle, the assassin and her metal belt chain. Now, you know, we love a good accessory, David.
Yes, I do.
This woman is using this as like a metal, you know, like something that was
her 80s, her best 80s Madonna.
She's using this on Cynthia to like grab closer.
It's got like razor cuts, like razor things on it, and it's got like spikes on it, and it has like a thing. As she throws it, it hits the wall. It actually sticks into the wall because it's got something. It's weighted. It's pretty hardcore. It's a weapon.
But it almost looks like some of the charms on there are like those things you find at craft stores, like those angel wings. They're very like,
but it's meant to be
sharp.
It's meant to be very decisive. Sharp. It's meant to be
a weapon too.
Well, everything's a weapon, Ryan.
That's exactly
what
I
was
thinking.
But it's meant to be, as an assassin, it's meant to look like an everyday item, but it's really a weapon.
Just like her rose that was a rose, but then literally a long piercing thing she was hiding behind it. So this battle happens and the woman dies, I guess. She throws her off a building, right? She dies.
She kicks, I think she finally, the last kick. And and that's another thing that happens twice in this movie. Cynthia and then her also get punched and kicked in the private area.
Yeah, Miss Piggy, as David would say it. Yes.
I can't say that. I can't use the word. It's a C punch, as they used to call it. A C. See you next Tuesday punch.
Cynthia does look like she had quite a moment for a moment when she acted well in that. You could tell something happened. I don't even know. Like, the ending is kind of a blur, David.
Well, there's also stuff. Let's mention that Cynthia does go toe-to-toe with the prosecutor, too, when she tries to arrest him. And it's almost like a very playful, but it's also very...
Oh, yeah, it's right. After this kid is done, she goes to the hospital, and she's like, how is he?
And he's
under a blanket. I would say, well...
This is another part of the movie that lends itself to a little bit of a dark side. And also,
yes,
there's a few things that I wanted to mention, which... stuck out for me for this movie. There's a moment where Jason talks with the commander or the chief, and he's basically like, you used the law and went after somebody to avenge. You're no different than I am, even though I'm using it even though I'm killing people for my own gain. You killed somebody in the name of the law. Like, we're the same. We're both murderers. There's that point. There's the point where Jason says to her, you stuck to law and look what happened. Everybody's dead because of you sticking to your principles and the law, basically. To Cindy. I think that was something that was pretty powerful. It actually, and
yes,
to see him dead really was really sad. It really hurt me. And it was like, again, that darker side that really kind of grounded the ending, because it was like, wow, you know, this young boy, he's dead. He wasn't a bad kid, he, you know, and he, again, tr- trusting in the system that he was going to be saved.
That's what he said, David, right? He trusted in the law. He thought the law was going to save him. Great acting, even in the voice actor, I have to say, you could hear. And then Cynthia was like, you don't think I feel emotion too? And then she's like, I'll show you how the law or something like that.
How is he?
See for yourself.
No.
Louder. I don't think he can hear you. And if he could talk, I think he might say that there's no longer any justice in the world. That we've all failed in our duty. We law enforcers no longer protect people. Yes. The U is just another statistic. But this kid, he gave his life because he believed in justice.
Listen to me. Whatever you may think, this hurts me as much as it hurts you. But I need evidence if I want to succeed in jailing the culprits.
Evidence? The kid here is dead. Isn't that enough evidence? How many more people will have to die before you have enough evidence? Or is it, as I believe, that our laws today just aren't working? Can you tell me why? Is an innocent kid dead and a cold-blooded killer still walking free? Can you tell me that?
Listen, Ha, I just want you to know that I fight crime just as hard as you do. And if I have to use violence, then so be it. You think I'm being soft on crime? Just wait and see.
We set up this ending where it's almost like a video game where the boss character is just so happened to be working in on these planes too. He's like this commissioner is disguised as one of these plane workers. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get like, how did she know what where he even, was? I'm not sure what was going on with that.
All right now, where is he?
Don't know.
I know he's here somewhere. Take me to him. Let's go.
But the woman took on an airport full of minions, basically, by herself.
Mm-hmm. She used battle the gun too, part of the gun.
But part of a gun. But
there's like, also a part that I wanted to point out, very cool Jackie Chan-esque, where she handcuffed like five different guys, twisted them around a table, did all these things in that Mahjong den
with the
moment.
Leg, yes.
And the leg
got,
of the table. She got
a leg
of
this, an arm.
With one handcuff. There's a lot of choreographed moves and very, I mean, just if you're an enthusiast to this type of genre of movie, just alone on the choreographed moves, this is a good choice for you just for the fight scenes, choreographed moves, and the sheer, you know, intensity of it all. I think it was really, really well done. And you know what? Like I said, it was a pretty good storyline. I have to admit, being that it was, you know, that duality of good versus evil, is if I'm doing something for the greater good, but it's bad, is it right? And all of that. So
this says that the synopsis, once Cynthia realizes that Wong is the true mastermind behind all the recent murders taking place, she and Ha finally work together to bring him in to prove he is not above the law. Cynthia storms through the airport hangar to confront Wong, but is fatally impaled using a hand drill. I thought it looked like a gigantic corkscrew.
Well, it's a hand drill.
Ha arrives at the scene to fight Wong in the hangar and boards a plane. He kills Wong with an axe in the back of the neck and jumps off the plane before it crashes, but he dies on impact after landing into the ocean and his lifeless body floats. Okay, so this is what David was talking about, but now I don't know what country. I thought it was the English country got the alternative ending. I have no idea now because there's four alternative endings. Alternate ending used in English and Mandarin versions, both C and Ha, because her name is Lieutenant C, survive. Ha, however, is arrested and sentenced to 8 years in prison for manslaughter. The Mandarin dub has him given a life sentence for the first degree murder. But then I sent David one that I found on YouTube and there's no explanation. He gets on the plane, he jumps down in the water, but Cynthia's alive still. She's and she bleeding
fishes him out of the
out of the water.
Out of water with like the Coast Guard.
That's how I prefer this to end.
And then he still gets 8 years.
And he still gets 8 years, unfortunately. But he's alive. The film's original ending has met with negative reception during the midnight screenings in Hong Kong. Because of this, Rothrock stopped filming China O'Brien and flew from Los Angeles to Hong Kong to reshoot the ending for the Mandarin and international versions. The Blu-ray in the UK features two additional endings, both of which alternate on the fates of either Sa or Ha. The viewer can choose between the four different endings or let the ending randomizer, like we were talking about, select the ending.
What's the other endings? Does it say?
So evidently one, she survives and he dies, and she dies and he survives. So there's both die,
one
both
survive,
survive, one survives, one survives, or they both survive. It's like a video game, David. Then an unused edit of the Hong Kong sees a yacht pass by Ha's lifeless body on the ocean. The woman aboard wants to save him, but the yacht owner turns the ship away instead. It's another one. My God, they must have just been like, keep filming and come up with something else. Cynthia Rothrock was originally supposed to act in Jackie Chan's Armor of God, but due to Chan's injuries halting production, Rothrock was reassigned to play the lead in this film. Karen Shepherd is the female assassin. She didn't want her character to die against Cynthia Rothrock as planned, claiming it would be harmful for her career. To appease her, they pretended to film her running away after the fight, but later filmed her character's death via stunt double.
Oh my God, that's like what's her name? Sybil Danning in The Howling?
According to Rothrock, Golden Harvest originally signed her to play the villain, like we were saying, like up opposite of Jackie Chan in Armor of God.
That would have been amazing.
But then that was halted due to his near-fatal accident. The studio reassigned her. While practicing her moves for this film, she injured her right ACL. Rather than take time off to undergo surgery, she proceeded to shoot her scenes using her left leg for kicks, filming lasted 5.5 months she worked with the ACL injured.
Oh my God.
During filming, our lead actor, he sustained a back injury while filming a scene where his character jumps off the second story of a house. And I remember that. That's the one he's running away from Cynthia after she tries to cuff him. Okay. He jumps down. He injured his back. So the studio needed another female martial artist, and Rothrock was the one who recommended Karen Shepherd. And that's when she demanded her character not die. Then they used a body double during the scenes. Isn't that
but so what's the difference? Cynthia Rothrock died in one of them.
I was going to say, she's the main character and she died. I loved the soundtrack of this movie as well. Mm-hmm. It had this 80s, very like fun. And did you notice there was this magical sound effect that happened every time there was like a clue or something happened? It was like, it was like this like chiming sound. Now, I know this is two different countries. I'm not trying to sound ignorant. This is Hong Kong and anime is Japan. But David, this felt like a very like anime to me movie. Maybe it was the way the voice actors delivered their dialogue, but even the story, the cuts, the music, it felt very anime.
I don't know. I wasn't getting that. I guess I was more focused on the actual like the fighting, and I was on the storyline because it kind of really got to me, like whatever happened towards the end. Again, I don't know how, if you are a martial artist, taekwondo, karate, if you like anything from action movies to Steven Seagal to Jackie Chan to Bruce Lee to Brandon Lee, any of these type of genre movies, you like old dubbed, you know, karate, kung fu movies, how you would even glaze over Cynthia. She has such a large catalog. One, two, she did crossovers to the quote unquote English audience, United States, and how you wouldn't enjoy the movies if this, I mean, honestly, just forget about anything, the plotline, just the actual artistry and the sheer amount of setup and choreography of the moves alone is just really cool. And they do a lot of like fun beautiful stuff. It's not just two people on a mat. There's like a lot of like broken things and glass shattering and twisting and turning and jumping off of walls and backflips and not like stupid like flying through the air like, you know, 30,000 feet across. We're not doing like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We're actually talking real stuff that still is pretty freaking phenomenal for human people to do.
That looks like it's actually, yeah, painful. I wasn't completely impressed by everything that was done in this movie. Score, soundtrack, action, even the plot, it's basic. It's easy to follow
And it was gut-wrenching with the end. The ending and what...
But is that an odd choice? Or is that like just... What? You know, like the hero sacrificing themselves. Is it odd choice for that they decided to kill off both characters? I mean, clearly they rectify it with other countries.
Well, I feel like, I think Cindy died for her principles. And I feel like Jason died because he broke the law. So he died to redeem himself.
Because they were both characters that set out to uphold the law, basically. Yeah.
So he died to redeem himself. He killed the man who caused all of this heartache and killed all these people. And she died by her principles because just maybe if she was... I'm not saying you should compromise your values and principles, but if she was a little bit more... less rigid about realizing that, one, she couldn't do it alone. Two, sometimes you have to work still within the confines of the law, but just outside of it a little bit because, I don't know, people might call me on that and say, well, then you're being illegal. But, and again, the end justifies the means kind of mentality. But
yes.
This man clearly murdered everybody and he needed to be brought down. I'm not saying she wasn't like she was planting evidence or...
No.
And, you know, there had to have been something else she could have done to put the odds in her favor as opposed to going a one-man show and going against everybody.
And a matter of fact, Jason's character, he's like, you just murdered someone who was an amazing police officer.
You're nothing but an animal. You killed a colleague. Someone who'd always been loyal.
All in all, please, Radical Ones, this is hard to find, although we will provide the link to the Internet Archive in the description.
If it still exists by the time you try it. But you can always buy the Blu-ray and get multiple endings.
I'm going to keep an eye on that because I think that's a movie that I would actually like to see the extended 96-minute cut and the randomizer editing. Actually, I would just like to see this movie clear and look maybe cleaned up. And
I would like to see it not on my phone, waiting online for my children to get out of school to pick them up.
Oh my god.
But rather on a TV screen, thank you.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
No, it was fun. It was still fun. At least I didn't I didn't double the time on it to get through it faster like I did with the... what movie did we watch that started this whole thing?
House of the Dead. That was another episode down. We still have that contest going with Freezy Freakies. And it's so funny, David, because while we've been recording these announcements, I've said it both ways. I've said
Freaky Freezies and Freezy Freakies. It's so easy to say it that way. It's like, I think we did that back in the day when it came out too. People did not remember the name. But I think it's amazing that the company has even recognized it. Like, it's okay. You can say it however you want.
Yes.
Because we know people mess it up all the time. Which in itself is like kind of cool. It's on our brand. This is our brand. These people are our people. Every time we should be wearing their gloves every time we record and just show people. They get us. They truly get us.
Just wait. We'll have to do like Sailor Moon transformation with like the gloves too.
And then the scarf comes on.
Radical Ones, that's going to be our future. When we start doing videos, you'll have to see us wearing Freezy Freakies.
Or Freaky Freezies.
To do that, you have to follow us on our Instagram. Head on over to Radical Retro Rewind Podcast on Instagram. It will be in the description box below. Like that post, share it, and also tag a friend, and you are entered. But you have to get that in before the end of the month, Radical Ones, on February 28th. And then the winners will be announced on February 29th, the following day. You can also reach David at Universal Appeal 2020, all one word. Next week, David, we have another double episode of Thundercat. And then after that, it's back, David. The Leprechaun is back. We are doing our yearly tradition. This is our third year. We're doing Leprechaun 3.
Where's me gold?
This time in Vegas, though, David. This time in Vegas.
Did you see my latest post? I did have a little Vegas outfit on when I went to the dance, daddy-daughter dance.
Did you have any of the tiny, like, vamp that Jeanette sent you, the umbrellas? Did you get tiny umbrellas?
No, but I had a very, very attractive, dad who was very tall and very handsome tell me I looked very nice and very good in my suit jacket.
Oh, is that a dad or a daddy?
I don't know, but he must have been a pilot because he was dressed like a pilot.
A pilot!
And I told my husband when I got home,
I could have been given wings.
I said, you missed out. I was flirted with. But I'm so dumb because I can't even think anymore. I would have said, natural inclination probably would have been, well, you don't look so bad yourself. But I didn't because I was married.
The scandal.
And I'm like, I'm not...
Cynthia Rothrock scandal, gonna report you.
Oh God.
He was handsome,
very tall, very handsome.
Anyone single out there? Any radical ones single? We might be able to hook you up with an attractive.
With who? Me?
No, that daddy pilot. That daddy pilot.
Well, he was talking to me.
Like you said, you were married. Gotta share the wealth with our radical ones.
Just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu. Just don't sample the appetizers, dude.
Sample. No, don't sample. Don't sample.
Sample.
Radical ones, I don't even know.
Enter the contest, people. Watch Cynthia Rothrock movies. Follow us, make a comment on Apple, please. If you enjoyed anything that we've said or done, please, I don't care if you just put a thumbs up and put a heart.
In the last 5 years.
If you see something, say something.
And honestly, let us know if you would like us to do more Cynthia Rothrock movies.
And if there's a particular movie, we could do a Summer of Kung Fu.
I think we actually joked the Summer of Cynthia originally. That was one.
Well, she has enough movies. We could, with Thundercats is over, we could probably do about 10 years of Cynthia movies.
And they're coming. We got 4 more coming out soon, too.
Oh, my God. I hope she sees this and she says, I'm going to do their little tiny show.
Oh, my God. That would be so amazing.
Cynthia, if you're out there, I've adored you since I was a child. I looked up to you. Please do our show. You're so amazing. And you look damn good. She looks good. That's probably because clean living and the her athleticism.
And her 20 belts that she has.
Yeah.
So my God.
The only belt I got is the one that keeps expanding that I gotta get.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 black belts.
Good Lord.
And an 8th degree black belt. So that must be my God. We hope you had an amazing time with us this week. We hope we made sense. We hope we were cohesive in some sense of the word. And David, as always, stay radical.
I usually am. Especially at dances. Thanks for commenting.
Even my boss is after you.
Your boss? Who's your boss?
A female inspector, a white woman, tough as nails. She's in charge of the Way case.
That's a coincidence, so am I.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Comic Book Club News gives you the comic book news you need to know first thing in the morning every weekday in the form of digestible 3 to 5 minute long podcasts. Comic Book Club News recaps breaking news stories from Marvel, DC Comics, and beyond, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop 6 a.m. ET in the Comic Book Club News feed, so they're ready for you when you're ready for the day. Comic Book Club News. You hear it second or third, possibly fourth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.